This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Chinese nationals have reportedly been posing as tourists and have gained access to U.S. military bases and other important sites.
A report published in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend cited reviews which noted dozens of such incidents over the past several years. Although no precise details about exactly where, of course, diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China have remained strained amidst this. The FBI and the Department of Defense have said U.S. government authorities are trying to root out these incidents and learn more about what may be going on. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden and others.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privilege motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. I mean, the country is in crisis, and he's going on vacation. Come on, this is ridiculous.
We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With snakes on a plane, everyone kind of knew the plot line. But with the recent federal crime on a plane, no one is really sure at this time what happened.
Massachusetts State Police and the FBI reportedly responding to Boston's Logan International Airport on Saturday morning for a potential criminal act on a flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston. State police troopers were notified by American Airlines of that potential criminal act that occurred on American Flight 1441 while in the sky between Charlotte and Boston. When the plane landed, it was met by Massachusetts State Police, who began an investigation. That investigation found the alleged act in question happened mid-flight, though police did not say what occurred. Because the act occurred mid-flight, it falls under federal jurisdiction, and the FBI asserted they have jurisdiction over the matter. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden spent part of Labor Day yesterday addressing jobs, the middle class, and presenting a pro-union message.
The president's remarks Monday came during a visit in Philadelphia. Biden spoke to a diverse group of workers from manufacturing all the way to things like stage work. Biden's statements come amidst growing pro-union sentiment in the U.S. Gallup polling in 2022 found 71% of American workers viewed unions favorably. More recent polls found 88% of Americans under the age of 30 felt the same. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are we having fun yet? Okay, we must be getting close to an election, right? I mean, COVID is around the corner, all kinds of threats of bringing masks back and all the crazy stuff that didn't work before. But hey, what the heck? We've got an election to conduct here. And you can't do it without COVID. That's the way the Democrats feel anyway. And meanwhile, we continue to be tortured with more information, you know, coming to be revealed regarding Joe Biden. The National Archives suddenly has found 5,000 emails, records linked to Vice President Biden's three email aliases. Makes you wonder how long they've known it. But, you know, hey, it's election season, so all this stuff is starting to come out. And meanwhile, we will continue to be tortured because that's the way they run politics here. And why most Americans just say, I hate politics, and you can't blame them. Selwyn Duke is with us right now. He's a writer for The New American, Hill, Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications, and he's with us right now. Selwyn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you. How are you today? Yep.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, look at the signs. I mean, this is like, you can always tell when it's Christmas time. You start hearing the music, you know, all the decorations go up. And here we are entering a political season. We've got a leading candidate for one party. He's mired in all kind of legal ramifications. And, of course, he's not going to catch a break whatsoever. And one judge just says, hey, look at, nope, you're going to have to be here Super Tuesday or not, a campaign or not, you're going to have to be in court. And so you got that going. You got, you know, the Biden administration talking about COVID and time to bring back those things that didn't work. Let's try it again. And the American people, you know, about ready to bust and say, hell no, not again, right?
Well, one would hope, right? But you really never know. I mean, as that apocryphal saying goes, Bill, a definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. But, of right. course, with the Democrats, we can't really say they're insane because they don't want a different result. They want the same thing as last time. They want to be able exactly. to game the system and game the election. And, of course, you can justify mail-in balloting with all of this COVID nonsense. And I don't know how long we want to talk about COVID, but COVID now is really just very much like the cold or the flu. And by the way, this was predicted. I've been telling people for years that the Liberal Atlantic said early on in 2020, I think it was in February, it said that COVID would likely become common. Most all of us would get it. And the cold and flu season would become cold, flu, and COVID season. The Liberal Atlantic said that way back then. I mean, this was always known, Bill. Always known.
Yeah. But if the DNC insists on something different, and of course, this is also in conjunction with this maneuver by this administration to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO and make them in charge of all pandemics. So, you know, this kind of stuff that you and I are talking about, this kind of logical things and evidence around the world matters nothing. Because if everything is turned over to the WHO, you know, forget it. We know what it looks like. Even in the social media cycles, I mean, it cracks me up. They say YouTube is, you know, still thinking about whether or not to comply with WHO. What do you mean? They've been doing that since the very beginning. In fact, I've been canceled several times because I mentioned the C word. You're not supposed to mention the C word when you're doing a YouTube video because that is verboten. Because it doesn't comply with the guidelines that the WHO instilled and is implored upon everybody from 3 years ago. And I'm going, what? You can't do an update? I mean, this is three-year-old stuff, and you're holding to this guideline. But, you know, hey, look at, you know, Google, whatever Google says, that's what they get away with because this is their popcorn stand, I guess.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And big tech really is very, very dangerous. I mean, you and I have discussed this before, Bill, but it has the power to sway an election now.
Oh,
Robert Epstein, who's a liberal psychologist, by the way, Robert Epstein, he has studied this phenomenon of big tech. And he said a few years ago already that big tech has the power now to shift 15 million votes during an election. Now, that is enough, of course, to shift the election one way or the other, because nowadays they tend to be won by a relatively narrow margin. So what we have now is a problem where big tech can be choosing our leaders, and that should scare everyone. Epstein, like I said, is a liberal. It bothers him because we're supposed to be a government of, by, and for the people, not a government of, by, and for big tech oligarchs. And
exactly.
How do they sway elections? Well, you just said it. What they do is they manage the flow of information. You have a certain percentage of the population that's going to make up their mind about who to vote for just a little bit before the election. You know, maybe 30% or 35% are going to vote Democrat no matter what, the same percentage voting Republican no matter what. But then you have that so-called swing vote. And if you expose these people to just the right information shortly before the election, you can manage how they vote. And that's exactly what big tech does with all of the censorship and suppression. I see them do it to my articles, where they bury my articles.
Oh, exactly. Sure.
Thousands.
Yeah. They've been shadow banning and getting away with this forever. But look at, you know, we can thank our government because they have promoted this monster. And the thing is, what it all comes down to is, you know, Selwyn, they know because we have the information. It's not across the United States that they have to worry about. They just target, you know, certain swing states and of the swing states, specific counties. I mean, it's that sophisticated anymore. So they know what to do. That's how they were able to, you know, get away with this the last time. And, you know, they it's very well sophisticated and calculated. Think you not. And they've got it all worked out, and they know exactly what to target. But all these signs that are taking place, and even your article about Joe Manchin and his maneuvering, and there's going to be others like him that are going to maneuver, but it tells you quite clearly that Joe Manchin isn't ready to be put out to pasture. If it comes down to it, even though with his approval ratings, his lack of approval ratings, and how that disaster Inflation Reduction Act, which, you know, he was a part of and then trying to take, you know, 50 steps away from it and saying, well, it wasn't me. And certainly it was him. And the people in West Virginia know that it was him. So they're, you know, they don't want to reelect him. But if he promotes a third party and he breaks up the numbers, hey, look at checkmate, right?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. I did write an article about Manchin, and Manchin is a con artist extraordinaire. He really is. He portrays himself as this good old West Virginian boy. Oh, after all, he's not a Washington Democrat. He says, I've said it a million times, I'm not a Washington Democrat. Well, then, answer me this, Joe. Why is it that you vote with Joe Biden and the Washington Democrats, in other words, 87.9% of the time? Okay, now, I didn't take Common Core math growing up or any new math, so my understanding, Bill, is that 87.9 is pretty close to 90%.
Yes, you rounded up. Yep, exactly. Yeah, but you can insist all you want. I mean, after all, the other Joe keeps on insisting the other thing, too, right? Anything to break you away from reality. Well, you know, those 5,000 emails with different aliases and my son's name attached to it. Oh, come on. There's nothing here. I mean, you know, it's the same thing like Hillary's emails. We should know better. Selwyn Duke is with us. He continues right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. A defunct economy, political unrest, and other monumental hurdles have plagued the people of Zimbabwe throughout the past two decades. Christianity might be the majority religion in Zimbabwe, but many have blended the true gospel with local legends and superstitions. The result is an undefined belief system that undermines the foundational hope that comes from the truth of Jesus. We have been working with our partners in the region to expand our reach through additional outlets and languages. Pray with us that these efforts will result in even more Zimbabweans hearing the gospel and placing their faith purely in Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage the people of Zimbabwe and others around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Like to hear from us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Selwyn Duke from the New American, who has written for so many places. You're just like nonstop writing, aren't you? Thank God for your insight.
Sometimes.
Well, it's probably good therapy with all this going on. You just sit there and go, oh my gosh, you know, because I get going sometimes myself, and I think, okay, maybe it's more therapeutic at times, but you know, it's so important. Especially as we're trying to do everything we can to hold on to our First Amendment rights, Selwyn, because as you mentioned, you know, the oligarchs of social media want to control the inflow. They've got, you know, newsrooms. They've got, you know, broadcast reporting centers all under their thumbs. And, you know, and then there's a few of us independents that still understand the difference between a truth and a lie, right?
Well, absolutely. And not only that, let's be very clear. When we talk about these big tech entities, some people will say, especially if they're uber libertarians, well, they're private entities, they can do what they want. Well, number one, you have Section 230, I think it is, that states that
yes.
Basically these entities got immunity from litigation, but that was under the supposition that they would be open forums, that they would not be acting as publishers. But when they engage in censorship, they are acting as any publisher would. They're saying, well, we want to focus or showcase this, not these other things. Not only that, let's understand that they are joined at the hip with big government now. Unfortunately, we have this nexus between the Democrat Party and big business. And because of that, these big tech entities really are serving as arms of the Democrat Party in a de facto sense. They are being used as proxies to engage in censorship that the government cannot engage in directly. So in that way, the government, the federal government, is doing an end run around the First Amendment. That's what they're doing. And by the way, Bill, I just want to say this, not that I'm big on these labels, but since the left is always throwing around the label fascist, this is basically the definition of fascism. Because Benito Mussolini, who was fascism's main founding father, defined the ideology thus: all within the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state. When you have this nexus between big government and big business, with the former controlling the latter, maybe not owning it, but controlling it, then that is the fascist model. So it's the people on the left who are reflecting fascism here, even though, of course, they project that onto others and hurl that label at us.
Exactly. And the evidence is clear. But again, this has been a process, the dumbing down of America. And America, I believe, is waking up more and more and realizing, I hate to put it in those kind of terms, but, I think Rush Limbaugh referred to, you know, sheeple. You know, you got quit being like a bunch of sheeple. And America found, you know, got, you know, coaxed into that, you know, very comfortable environment. And meanwhile, these oligarchs came in. And here we are. I had this conversation the other day in terms of the deep state. I said, who is the top of the deep state? I mean, we agree there is a deep state. I mean, and we can thank Donald Trump for pointing that out. Until Donald Trump came on the scene, nobody understood that we had this shadow government that was happening. Nobody even considered the possibility of it. And it became more and more apparent the deep state is alive and well. I don't care what Jerry Nadler says. He's just full of it. You know, he's delusional. It doesn't exist. Well, clearly it does exist. And there are these lever pullers that are like the Wizard of Oz, you know, in the background, and they are in control. And my question is, okay, who's at the top of the food chain? It's just not this undescribed group or semi-described group of, 500 oligarchs. There is somebody in charge. Like any organization, there is one person. at the very top of the food chain. And it's not Barack Obama. It's certainly not Joe Biden. But they are the ones that have all this under their control. And there's one person up there.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know who that would be either, but it's all these people who might say, well, this is tinfoil hat nonsense, the deep state doesn't exist. Understand that some years ago when Trump was in office, there was this article that ran, I think it was in the New York Times, and it was written by someone in the bureaucracy, and he was talking about how the permanent bureaucracy in Washington was doing its part to be an impediment to Trump's agenda. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
The way this fellow put it was, well, what we're doing is we're making sure that we're thwarting the fruits of his worst instincts. Well, they weren't really his worst instincts. What he was doing was he was putting America first, but that's not the point. My point is in this article, this individual said they are part of, quote, the steady state. That was how he put it, with a wink and a nod. So he used different terminology, but he was confessing that the so-called deep state does exist. And what are we talking about again? We're talking about the permanent Washington bureaucracy, which absolutely exists. The presidents come and go, but it's always there. And, of course, that's going to be the case because we have this huge government. And, of course, it's very, very complex. So yes, it exists, and yes, it's a problem, and it's why people are losing faith in our institutions. You know, we're in what's been called a third-turning situation. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
No. Finish your thought there, third turning. Go ahead.
Well, there was this book written called The Fourth Turning, or maybe it was a documentary. Actually, I don't know now. But basically, the thesis was that in civilization, you see that it goes through different phases, and a third turning is where people start to lose faith in all their institutions, and then that's followed by a fourth turning, which is basically a revolution. And we are, like I said, in a third turning situation where people don't have faith in any of our institutions, and that's not exactly good because you want to separate the wheat from the chaff. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have faith in the government, but it's like any discerning person has to know whom to trust and whom to not trust. Just not trusting everyone and everything is not good because it shows that you're not exercising discernment, but that's a different thing. The point is we're in that phase now, and it's not good because it means that our civilization is breaking down. No one trusts anything, nothing or few things are trustworthy. That's not very good, and it's a symptom of moral decay, isn't it?
Without a doubt, and this is why, Selwyn, we've been insisting that we need to return to first principles. We've lost track, and even like right now, in trying to discern, you know, your disgust and confusion about what's going on, well, but you've got to be able to articulate and stay focused on what the real mission is, okay? And the real mission clearly is cited in our U.S. Constitution. And what has happened, as you say, with these fascists who have come in, they've obliterated the Constitution. They're actually blocking our perspective of the Constitution with all this roughshodding and this narrative that they've put out there. They flat out lied to us. And what we find ourselves in the midst of, I was saying routinely that, you know, people are under the delusion that we have three branches of government. We actually have four. And the fourth is most powerful, and that is that deep state. They're that fourth branch of government, unelected, and I had a guest who broke it down, said actually it's six branches because you've got to bifurcate that fourth branch into three elements. You've got the administrative state, these unelected bureaucrats that are in for life, that are pulling the levers, that have full control, that Donald Trump found out the hard way that they exist, and he didn't even realize how insidious they were. You've got law enforcement. You've got the melding of law enforcement and the Justice Department. How does that melted together? And the sixth element of the sixth branch of government was all these NGOs, these nonprofits, how they've all come together. They're in a cabal. And as he broke that, I go, God, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, so there is there's some strata, there's some bifurcation within that, but still, even though bifurcation may be different elements, but not ununited by any means whatsoever, they're on a mission and they know what they're trying to accomplish. That's why anything that unites the American people, whether it's our Constitution or America First, oh my goodness, that just rackles the hairs on the back of their necks, and they just go absolutely apoplectic.
Yeah, absolutely. But they may know what they want to do, but they don't really know what they're doing. As Jesus said, they know not what they do. These are not wise people, and they don't understand what they're really sowing and what it's going to bring them. If you're talking about the people at the top, yeah, they may be okay. But most of these people in the deep state are just going to be cogs in the machinery, and they're going to be like grapes, many of them.
Like any before. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Crunch that, sailors. Useful idiots. Yeah. Yep.
Amen. Amen. But it's up to us, we the people, to get refocused and reconnected with first principles. Selwyn Duke, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Captain Larry L. Taylor, United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry displayed in the Vietnam War. It'll take place in the East Room at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. The driving ban at Burning Man was lifted yesterday, allowing the estimated 64,000 remaining attendees an opportunity to escape the festival grounds at Black Rock in northern Nevada. The area was transformed into a muddy mess from torrential downpours. Festival organizers said exodus operations were officially underway at 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, thanks to drier grounds. An endless line of vehicles and RVs were slowly leaving the area Monday, but organizers urged still those attendees in place to delay their departure till Tuesday to reduce some of the road congestion. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, back to school season is here. Whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is a transition period for students. Late nights and sleeping in, is going to give way to early morning alarms, structured schedule, and daily activities. You know the drill. Well, this is the perfect time of year to set new guidelines for social media use. Parents can support their kids by encouraging them to use social media in a positive, supportive way, while also setting appropriate boundaries on the amount of time they spend and the content they see. And here to help us out with that is Dana Geldwer. She's the head of Global Policy Programs at Instagram. Dana, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, this has been a challenge, hasn't it? Parents setting guidelines. How do we utilize this incredible technology in a way that is win-win for all concerned, right?
It's a great question, and it's why I'm here to talk to you today. We know that back-to-school time is a really ideal moment for parents and teens to have conversations around online safety and also screen time management. So we have a number of tools from Meta that'll allow families to do exactly that. And one of the ones that's most important for all parents to know about is parental supervision. We have these tools on Instagram, and they let parents set daily limits for their teens and their usage of our app. They can also schedule break reminders for their teens. So say you don't want your teen to have access to Instagram during the school day or at nighttime when they need to be resting. This is something parents can do and set through parental supervision.
Well, Dana, the thing I hear from parents all the time is, Bill, all that's fine and well, but it's tough to get buy-in. And of course, the kids have become so territorial about their, social media tech that they really, it's almost like you got to be real careful on how you approach this because, I understand, parents don't want to just sit there and all of a sudden throw down a heavy hammer on everything because the kids have gotten kind of used to having their way and freedoms with technology. And at this point, it's tough for parents to say, okay, how do I begin to institute some controls that are beneficial and how do I get buy-in? And Dana, you've had a lot of experience in, talking with other parents who have, have fought this battle and have had some good success. So what would you recommend?
You're not wrong. It can be really challenging to have these conversations with your kids. And one of the most important things to remember when having those conversations with your teen is that your teen can find a lot of value from these platforms. It's a space where they can express themselves, they're connecting with their friends, they're finding entertainment, they're discovering new interests. And so oftentimes, it's hard when the conversation can feel combative. You know, when we talk with a lot of experts, nonprofit organizations that we work with, mental health leaders, they often tell us that the most important thing when starting these conversations is to start from a place of understanding. Listening to your teen, understanding why they love the platform that much, and then that's where you can find an entryway to talk about some of these tools and resources for creating some additional boundaries. You know, how much time are you spending on the app? Is it too much? Would you like to limit it a little bit? Are there interactions that aren't giving you joy? Let's talk about hidden words. Let's talk about restrict. Let's talk about all of these tools that can give you more control and more power over your experience.
And I think some parents will be surprised, Dana, that, their kids aren't that that ignorant. I mean, they have embraced this tool for a number of years. And just like you touched on, they have found areas of interest, of education, where they've been able to expand their interest, which is very positive. And I think that might be a lead-in for some parents because they're coming in a sense, kind of behind the curve. Their kids have been down the road, for a number of years. And all of a sudden, parents are realizing, kids are spending too much time and, on their cell phones and in front of screens and all that. And all that may not be bad. So let's find out where the good is, like you said. Where are the positive takeaways? And I think parents will be surprised that their kids are a lot smarter and maybe a little bit more vigilant and understanding of what, what's good and what's bad. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. You sound exactly like a lot of the experts we speak to when we craft some of our conversation guides for parents. A lot of them say, share a little bit about your social media experience and what you love, what you like to follow, why you generate a lot of value and joy from it. And that'll create a safe space for your teen to do the same. And then you can talk about the stuff that doesn't feel as good for you. If you feel like you're scrolling too much, tell them about take a break. That'll interrupt that experience when they've been scrolling for 10, 20, 30, how much time you set it for. And that'll actually be a full screen notification for your teen that tells them they've spent that much time continuously scrolling and encourages them to put their phone down, take a break, get off the app.
And I think that some parents can relate to it because I'll tell you, Dana, I find myself sometimes you get sucked into this. And I don't have – 30 minutes to give away. You know, doing a national radio show and a TV show, I don't have that time, you know, to give away like that. And sometimes I'll find myself and go, oh my God, I cannot believe it. I've been engaged with this thing for about 45 minutes and it's pure amusement. Maybe I need a little bit of break or something, but still, you know, you've got to place some value on that time. And I find myself, you know, I guess in that sense, being relatable to the kids to say, look, I'm an adult and this, if I can get caught up in this, then, you know, how about you? Maybe you can tell me, have there been times when, you know, you found yourself thinking, gosh, you know, I could have invested that time maybe a little bit wiser.
I think everyone should consider using these time management tools. We think about how to structure our days in almost every aspect of our lives, and we should be thinking about how we structure our time online. Again, there is so much joy that you can find by scrolling through social media, by sharing your voice, expressing yourself creatively, connecting with friends and family. But if there is a moment where you're maybe not getting as much joy from that, that should be a signal to you that maybe we should start to draw some boundaries around that. It actually sounds like, Bill, you might like to use one of our newer tools, which is called Quiet Mode.
Yes.
We launched Quiet Mode to really give teens and everyone, you included, the opportunity to really focus when they need to most. So the way that it works is you set the hours for when you want to be quiet, and you will not receive any notifications during that time. But beyond that, whenever someone DMs you during quiet mode, an auto reply will be sent from your account, letting them know that you're not available and you are not online.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Just like when you're driving, right? You've got those notices that go out to people that I'm driving and I can't take a phone call right now. So those kind of parameters, that's great. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Dan. I want to make the most of it. Again, you know, to remind people how to involve parental supervision, these features on Instagram, pretty easy, right, to do?
It is. Parents around the world, they can visit familycenter.meta.com. That's where they can access all of our parental supervision tools, not just for Instagram, which we've been talking about, but also for Messenger and for Quest devices. And I talked about some of the time management features that are available to parents through parental supervision, but there's a lot more there. They can review the privacy and safety settings that their teen has set up and use that as an entry point to potentially talk with them about changing some of those settings. They can also see who their teen is following and get updates when they follow someone new. And perhaps most importantly, they can see when their teen has blocked or reported something.
Right. That's great. And the restrict feature, I like that. I like that that's available as well. We got 30 seconds left. You can address restrict real quick and then tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. Restrict is a great tool for preventing bullying behaviors on your account. When it's enabled, your person who you've restricted, they can still comment on your account as normal, but that comment is visible only to the person that you've restricted.
She's the head of global policy programs at Instagram. Dana Geltwert has been with us. Thank you, Dana. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Matthew Thayer, who is a director of the movie The Trump I Know, and he's going to update us on this. It is important for us to get some kind of balanced reporting on who Donald Trump is. For all his years being as president in the Oval Office, according to MRC, probably 93-95% of all reporting on this president was negative. And this movie, The Trump I Know, I got to tell you, Matthew, the reason it touched me because, about a year and a half ago, I wrote a commentary that said, "Who told you to hate Donald Trump?"
Right.
And what you have done in terms of saying, okay, let's not get caught in the realm of opinion. Let's go ahead and let's show who Donald Trump is, the people he interacted with, and it really stands in contrast to the narrative, the faux narrative that the mainstream media has put out there to define who Donald Trump isn't, not who he is.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's interesting because, you have to give credit where credit's due. And the mainstream media, also reached out to the individuals that we interviewed in this documentary. But unfortunately, when they would print their articles or they would create their reports, they would just say, "We talked to 19 women and, two of them kind of said something sort of negative. And so we're going to run with that." And right. So they basically
they basically squashed all of these stories that were readily shared. These were readily shared with the mainstream media, like the New York Times and the Washington Post. But what was really disgusting about their approach is that they just lumped all of these people that they interviewed into some sort of a little bit of a, you know, like a number, like 19 people, you know, and they just, and then they wrote it so that you would assume that these 19 people corroborated the sort of kind of negative thing that the two people kind of said that they took out of context. So exactly. It's really disgusting to see what the media has done. And you're absolutely correct. That's one of the things that we hit on in the movie, is that like 95% of the coverage about this president has been negative. But yet, look at his record. And, right. And if you actually look at his record and listen to the man speak, it speaks for itself.
Well, when you consider the history of his organization, I think Eric had said quite clearly, Eric Trump said that about 60% of the personnel in the Trump organization are women. And they are chosen not because they're women. I mean, he didn't make some predicate announcement like Joe Biden, who says, oh, I got to have a black woman as a vice president. Donald Trump, what a knucklehead. I mean, the guy goes out and just says, hey, I'm going to get the best talent I can find, regardless of sex or creed, right?
Exactly. That's exactly it. I mean, and he's been a forerunner for that. I mean, look back in the late 70s. He was the first person to hire a female lead for a skyscraper project in Manhattan, and that was the Trump Tower. And, you know, so, and this has been back, he was doing it before it was, you know, fashionable or cool to do it, because like you said, he's just looking for the best people that can do the best job, and it just so happens that that happens to be women a lot of the time.
Exactly. Well, Matt Thayer, what amazes me, you know, throughout the campaign, particularly for 2020, was, oh, the suburban housewife. I mean, look at, you take a look at this movie, and how does the suburban housewife not associate and relate to these strong women? I mean, you didn't just have, you know, two or three women in a room. I mean, you had a lot of women that were part of the campaign, part of the organization, very intelligent, contributing to Donald Trump and America's interests.
Well, absolutely. And people that, you know, knew him for decades, you know, so like Paula White, you know, I mean, she's known him for two decades and has been a part of, you know, as a pastor, you know, has been a part of, you know, confidential conversations about family and, you know, been invited for social gatherings and just been a fly on the wall at all sorts of different business, you know, meetings and things like that. So you get to know a person, you know, when you have that kind of experience. And then, like you said, you know, we traveled around, I think we traveled to 7 states, you know, interviewing women in their homes, because I really wanted to capture them as people. I wanted to capture them as these are just amazing women that are, we should be putting this in these women in front of our young girls and saying, this is a powerful woman. This is somebody that you should exemplify because they're an excellent mother. They're great at what they're doing. And they're obviously so good that the most powerful man in the world is putting them in positions of extraordinary influence.
You know, that was my feeling, Matt, about the president's family. I was just so impressed. I mean, that's not to, you know, make him into some sort of super saint or anything like that. He gives his former wife a lot of credit for raising these kids, but they're an example. I mean, you know, especially to be on a world stage, to be in the midst of this, I mean, their sense of calm and demeanor is something I would think that any father would be proud of. And here you are, I mean, you know, on contrast, you look at Donald Trump's family members versus some other politicians' family members that are out there, and you go, whoa. You know,
right.
So it's a stark contrast, but, you know, the people don't want to believe that. They want to, you know, buy into some sort of, you know, false narrative. Matt, when you started this project, I mean, what motivated you, you know, to do this, and then what were the big surprises for you as you took on this project?
Well, it was kind of you know, there's a couple of answers to that question, because obviously with any project, you know, there's several people involved in the origination of an idea. I myself, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016. I make it clear that I didn't vote for Hillary either. I hated her, but I thought that Trump was a train wreck, and I had bought into some of these media lies. And then as he began to govern and as he began to, you know, you'd had more opportunity to hear him speak and talk about things. I was like, wow, like I get this guy. I understand what's going on here and the depth of the corruption that he was up against. And I became an ardent fan. But so to me, you know, I wanted to capture, you know, a bit of that journey of what it was for me when all of a sudden I found out about Paula White. I found out about, you know, some of these women, and I'm like scratching my head going like, how could this guy be a misogynist when he claims that a woman is his pastor? I just don't understand how that, you know, computes, right? And so when those, so I wanted to challenge people with those kinds of ideas, not present them in a way of making an argument for or against it, but just presenting it and letting people kind of make their own decisions.
Let them decide. Exactly.
I did. And then the other origination of the idea was also with Joe Knopp, which he's in the film. And he's kind of our everyman that we follow through the process. But he was through a series of events, he met Laura Trump, and became friends, and she was fascinated with his story about growing up in the streets of Philadelphia and all of a sudden becoming a, you know, a movie executive. And of course she has an amazing story about growing up in North Carolina and, you know, marrying into the Trump family. And, and so, you know, just these kind of two, you know, average Americans just sharing these remarkable kind of journeys. And as she began to unfold some of these stories about not only the family and then the women and just all of the stuff that happens behind the scene, Joe, having heard the 95% negative media coverage, is going like, what is going on? Why do we know more about what's going on with the royal family than we do about America's first family? And so he, and also he's like, these women that you're talking about and introducing me to, he says, I want my daughter to look up to you, and why are we hiding these women instead of pushing them forward and telling their stories? And so, you know, that was kind of the origination of the journey and the desire, you know, to make the, you know, to make the documentary. So,
well, it was quite clear that these strong women, whether you're talking Laura Trump or you know, Mercedes Schlapp, you know, on and on. I mean, it is a stellar list of very intellectual, very strong women that are telling their stories in this documentary. And it clearly refutes any kind of false narrative that the mainstream media is out there. You know, a little bit of what you experienced when I talked with Paula White Cain. I asked her straight up when she was on my show. I said, is he the real deal? I mean, because I'm a man of faith, and I'm seeing people coming around him, praying for him and that, and I'm thinking, okay, let's, you know, I want to know for sure, like this is the real deal. I almost felt like one of the apostles, you know, before they were appointed, you know, going, hey,
if I could touch his side and touch his wounds on his hands, you know.
Well, yeah, but even before then, it was just like, is this guy, I mean, I hear he's healing people. I hear he's doing incredible things. I mean, is he believable?
Right.
And she assured me, in fact, she goes, yeah, I mean, he is legit. So we got about a minute and a half left here, Matthew Thayer. Matthew Thayer, of course, the director of this documentary, The Trump I Know. What is the takeaway, and how can people see this documentary themselves?
Well, I'll try to encapsulate it here real quick. Because of the false narrative and because of the censorship and everything else, this film has been suppressed, probably been seen by at least less than a million people. And so we are re-releasing this film in kind of an effort to join the Never Surrender. We are never surrendering to what they're doing to the president. We're never surrendering to the what they're doing to free speech. And we are re-releasing it on October 26th. You can't see it anywhere else except for to go to ttikfilm.com. We're doing a hybrid live and virtual kind of round, kind of town hall type of event. There's going to be special guest speakers. There's going to be a musical performance. We're going to show the film.
Well, Matthew Thayer, thank you so much for being with us, and know that we're going to do everything we can on our end to support the cause here, okay, in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. You're awesome. Congratulations on all the great work. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you, too.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.